Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience of Mile High Sports Radio. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. Hope you guys are having a great Friday. Just been doing, it's Fiesta Friday, by the way, in case you didn't know. So we're doing some rockabilly tonight. Rockabilly.
Sorry, I need to get out of my system.
Fair enough.
Sometimes, I mean, you can't just go, you know, it's like eating a Lay's potato chip. You can't go without saying yai.
You got to finish it. It's like you can't start sailing away without having to finish
it. If you're Eric Cartman, yes.
You have to finish it. By the way, I looked it up. He was never MVP, but he was AFC UPI Player of the Year. Talking about Lyle Alzado, we were talking off the air about something we have not discussed yet at all, and that is the fact that our very own Terrell Davis, whom Darren despises, is actually going into the Hall of Fame, being inducted into it
Maligner! I simply suggested that I was surprised that Terrell Davis got into the Hall of Fame.
Why do you hate Terrell Davis?
I don't. I love Terrell Davis.
You feel like you hate him.
Nope.
If you don't have the confidence that he belonged in the Hall of Fame, which he does, and
well,
he
does
is,
now. Yeah, he proved me wrong. I'm happy to admit that I was wrong.
I always knew he'd go to the Hall of Fame.
I didn't.
If you're gonna let that guy from Chicago into the Hall of Fame,
Walter Payton?
No, the other guy.
Dick Butkus?
No, the other running back from Chicago. All he needs is 3 inches of sunshine or whatever.
Barry Sanders?
No, gosh, I said Chicago.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He played for like 7 seasons total. Got hurt after like his 4th season, then came back.
Yes. Now you're killing me.
I'm killing you.
Gale Sayers?
Yes.
Gale Sayers. If Gale Sayers can go into the Hall of Fame, then you know that.
The reason I put Gale Sayers ahead of Terrell Davis
is because he had a knee injury.
No. They both had knee injuries.
Mm-hmm.
One of them came back and had a 1,000-yard season the year after.
Okay.
The other one did not.
Terrell Davis came back and had a pretty good year the next
He was under 1,000 yards.
Okay. Well,
and he was never the same.
Neither was Gale Sayers. Yeah, the one good year.
Yes, I know.
But then quickly disappeared.
Yes, I know. I was happy. I'm happy that it happened. I just did not believe that it would. I see Denver Broncos like Randy Gradishar, and I see Simon Fletcher, and I see Carl Mecklenburg.
Not Mecklenburg does not belong in the Hall of Fame. Mecklenburg was a very, very good player, but as another local former athlete here says, it's not the Hall of Very Good, the Hall of Fame. I'll agree with you on Randy Gradishar. Steve Atwater probably belongs
in there. Steve Atwater probably belongs in there.
At some point, you're going to have to put in Rod Smith.
Yeah, but Rod Smith, I mean, yes.
But that's going to be a while because there are a lot of other receivers going to go in ahead of him. Say, for instance, Terrell Owens. Randy Moss is up next year, and he should go in.
Those two might be the two best receivers in history. And I know that
Randy Moss and Terrell Owens?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Terrell Owens is probably number one.
I mean,
everyone talks about, okay, so yes, Jerry Rice has every single record. But I believe that Terrell Owens could do things that Jerry Rice could not do.
And I think Randy Moss could do things Terrell Owens couldn't do. I think Randy Moss was aptly nicknamed the freak because he was a freak. And he could do things on the football that Terrell Owens, as great as he was, I don't think he could match Randy Moss.
Do you know one of his best plays ever came at the expense of the Denver Broncos?
Who, Randy Moss's?
Yes.
What?
So the Denver Broncos were playing at Minnesota, and and Randy Moss got a huge pass. And this was right at the end of the half.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it like the 10, and everyone went to him to tackle him. And he did the hook and ladder to some other guy, and he ran for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Randy Moss was a monster. I mean, he really was a beast. And I think he might be the best receiver of all time. Followed by Jerry Rice, followed by Terrell Owens.
I feel like Terrell Owens had a bit more range. Does that make sense? He had a bit more range in the way that he could play wide receiver. Like he could
than play. Randy Moss?
Yeah, I feel like he did. I feel like Randy Moss sometimes took plays off, which he did.
He did.
And I feel like that
he took an entire season off with the Oakland Raiders. Like he basically just didn't show up and forced him to trade him, and he ends up in New England. And has a record-breaking season. You know.
Super Bowl.
I will. Nope. Thank God. Oh, God. Could you imagine having to hear Randy Moss as a Super Bowl champion?
I like Randy Moss.
I like Randy Moss. But to hear him as having won it with the again, sickening. It would have been mind-numbingly disgusting.
If it wasn't for David Tyree holding onto the ball with his helmet.
God bless you, David Tyree.
Wherever you are now.
there are a lot of Broncos, though. I think the Broncos have, what, 4 or 5 in the Hall of Fame now?
They have Floyd Little. They have John Elway. They have Gary Zimmerman. And they have, I think that's it.
Terrell Davis.
Shannon Sharp.
So that's 5.
Okay.
So the Broncos have 5 in the Hall of Fame. They easily should have 10. There are easily 5 other Denver Broncos that belong in the Hall of Fame.
I believe that Randy Gratishar believes in there. Should be in there. I believe that Rod Smith should be in there.
Rod Smith. Steve Atwater.
I believe Steve Atwater. So that's 3. I believe, Louis Wright is a guy that people need to be.
He's borderline. But, yeah, you could put him in there.
I mean, Dennis Smith, for God's sake.
Yes, you know, Dennis Smith probably does. Dennis Smith was. I think he's in the College Football Hall of Fame, and rightly so, but he anchored a defense that was among the best of all time. You know, top 20, probably. That Orange Crush defense was unbelievable, and then it went away for a bit, but when Dennis Smith came on, he brought it back up to a level of being a very dominant defense.
Yes.
Because of Dennis Smith. And there are probably some linemen that were missing. Yeah, both offensive and defensive linemen that, especially during...
Well, the center, Nayland, probably deserves to be in.
Especially during that 97-98 season.
Clady could possibly...
Clady won't. He just retired.
He wasn't there for long enough.
No. But, I mean, the Broncos should have 10. I think it's disrespectful that the Denver Broncos only have 5.
Hey, listen, when you live in a flyover state, this is the kind of disrespect you just have to get used to.
I understand that, but in today's day and age where the world is so close because everything's Twitter and instant gratification, more people know about great players.
Not old great players. Remember Ronnie Lott and Dennis Smith played together for USC?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And some thought he was better at USC than Ronnie Lott.
No.
Turns out that Ronnie Lott was better, but not by much. Dennis Smith was pretty darn good.
Broncos!
We've got more coming up, maybe some more Terrell Davis talk.
Also, I got another argument if you want one.
About what?
Rings.
Yeah, okay. Let's do this. It's on.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.